You know, I look at what he's done in his almost three and a half years in office, and I just shake my head, because having lived my life in the private sector, having worked in business, small business, and then bigger business, having seen jobs come and go, having competed with businesses around the world, I understand which things will encourage job growth and ignite growth in our economy, and which things instead will retard job growth and vitality and growth in our economy. And I watch what he's doing, and virtually everything he's doing is making it harder for this economy to put people back to work. And I say that because I understand what it is that fuels our economy. It is freedom. Economic freedom, the freedom of individuals to pursue their dreams, to dream and imagine that they might start a business or get a degree and then take that and lead their career in a direction that lifts their family or that starts a business and they're able to hire other people. This kind of freedom, this conviction that the future is bright, and that if they take certain efforts in their life and follow the course of great values and hard work and education, that they can achieve their dreams, this conviction, these freedoms are what drive America's economy to be the leader in the world. When the founders wrote that extraordinary document, the Declaration of Independence, and they chose their words carefully, they said that the Creator had endowed us with our rights, not the king, not the state, but the Creator. And among those rights were life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We would be free in this country to pursue happiness. It would not be guaranteed to us by a government. Instead, we would be free to pursue it. And by virtue of that, given that promise, that foundational principle, this became the place on the planet that every pioneer wanted to come, every innovator, everyone who hoped to change the condition of their family and lift them wanted to come to America, and they have for hundreds of years. This freedom, we have political freedom, we have religious freedom, personal freedoms, we also have economic freedom, the right to choose our course in life, and that has spurned industries and businesses, small and large, that employ us. And by the way, the success of some does not make the rest of us poorer. The success of some lifts our nation and makes us all better off. And so I see our president attacking economic freedom, and he doesn't know what he's doing. And he doesn't understand that when he passes something like Dodd-Frank with 800 pages or so of legislation and hundreds of new pages to be written of regulation, that it doesn't hurt the big banks, by the way. Oh, they're doing just fine. I spoke with the head of one big bank. He said they have hundreds of lawyers working on Dodd-Frank. It's the small community banks that are having a hard time. They can't afford all those lawyers. They're the ones that are struggling. And they're the ones that typically lend to the small businesses that get this economy going. He attacks economic freedom by making it harder for banks to be in business and to lend. And then you have, of course, his plan to raise taxes. He wants to raise taxes, the marginal tax rate in this country, from 35% to 40%. Now, let me just mention something to you. About 54% of America's workers that are in the private sector work in businesses that are taxed at the individual level, not corporate taxes, individual taxes. So when he raises that tax rate from 35% to 40%, he makes it harder for those little businesses to hire people or to pay more money to them and to grow their business. So as he raises these taxes, he takes away economic freedom from the people who rely upon it to put others to work. And it not only extends to the businesses we have and to our banking system, but also to the marketplace itself. He puts his hand on the scales of the marketplace and distorts what's happening there. When he gives $500 million to Solyndra, which, by the way, had a number of campaign contributors there, all right, he picks winners and losers. Well, actually, in this case, just losers. And And by the way, to every other entrepreneur or innovator in the area of solar engineering, they probably just lost their financing when they hear the government chose one to give $500 million to. And so all those other ideas, all those other dreamers, all those other innovators, they lost their dream when the government chose to put $500 million in Solyndra. And by the way, you, of course, lost your $500 million as taxpayers. And the same with Enerwan, and probably down the road potentially with Fisker and Tesla. When the president interferes with the free marketplace, he substitutes the heavy hand of government for the invisible hand of the market to the peril of economic freedom. That must end. I love this country. I love the people of this country. I love the spirit of the people of this country. I want to restore the economic vitality that'll put people back to work and get gas prices down and keep the money from oil and gas and coal in our country instead of sending money outside our country to buy energy. I want to get our economy going again, and I know how to do it. And it's by restoring the principles that made us the nation we are. It's by restoring economic freedom and encouraging enterprise. It's by keeping taxes down and having regulators understand their job is not to crush enterprise, but to encourage it and to stimulate it. By making sure we take advantage of our energy resources. By building that pipeline from Canada, for Pete's sakes. That's one of the easiest I know how to do. By opening up new markets for our goods and our services. And by the way, for closing down the cheaters. China's been cheating by manipulating their currency and stealing our intellectual property and hacking into our computers, government and otherwise. That's got to stop. We've got to do these things to get America working again, and I will, because I understand the economy, having lived in the economy. I think it helps if you want to create a private sector job to have had a private sector job, and I have.